It started out as a simple, you know, Nintendo NES system.
Derek Chambers.
Super Nintendo, 64, Nintendo 64.
20 years old.
PlayStation, PS2.
And a self-confessed addict.
It started off with a half hour, and then it got worse and worse to the point where it became my new life. I had no other life. And
how many hours a day were you doing it?
Anywhere from 8 to 14 hours a day.
All those hours spent in the virtual world of a game called World of Warcraft, a game of intrigue, guile, and frequent violence, linked via the internet to millions of other players across the globe. Many of them just casual players, but at a clinic in Amsterdam that normally deals with drug addicts and alcoholics, they've been seeing more and more people who've become addicted to gaming.
Well, considering that I have almost every system...
Derek had been here for 6 weeks and still has a way to go.
I can't ever play any
more. You're telling us now what we think we want to hear.
Keith Backer is a transplanted American and former addict who runs the clinic.
I'm sort of a simple guy, and I mean, if it looks like a dog, if it barks like a dog, and it wags its tail like a dog, it's probably a dog. And gaming addiction shows all of the same symptoms, all of the same progression, and I think even worse, the consequences are even worse from gaming addiction.
The addicted shows some of the same changes in brain chemistry that a drug addict shows. Their family or work or school lives can fall apart. They turn inward. Their life becomes all about getting their next gaming fix. A special committee of the American Medical Association has now recognized gaming addiction and recommends it be treated like any other type.
I just could not stop. I wasn't even taking care of my own health. I ate just a Snickers bar for lunch or dinner or breakfast.
At some point, getting into these games moves from diversion to obsession to addiction. This is the world of Warcraft, and to the truly hooked, this becomes their real world. These become their real friends. They don't just play here, they live here.
So we can all identify with you.
The therapy being pioneered here involves going cold turkey and dealing with the life problems that produce the game problems. But there's another difficulty. The drug dependent can learn to stay away from drugs, and the alcoholic can stay out of bars. But sooner or later, everybody's going to have to use a computer.
Somebody who's hooked on computer or hooked on gaming has to see that there's nothing wrong with the computer. But we have to help them get to the point where they don't find it necessary to go over to their dealer, and that's as quick as they you know, just one hand movement, and they're in the crack house.
The manufacturer denies its game is deliberately addictive, but to some, that's exactly what it's become.
How scary is it to give up a game for you?
It's pretty scary.
You're terrified.
Yeah.
Mark Phillips, CBS News, Amsterdam. Yeah.